Once again, Emily was cleaning her glasses, and Shirley's heart went out to her friend.
That's not true. Lots of people like you. Wait and see. You can win.
Do you really think so?
Of course I do.
That afternoon, Shirley embarked on a campaign among the girls to elect Emily. She reminded them of all the pranks Tommy had played on them, of all the sterling qualities of the smartest student in their class, of why a girl, not a boy, should represent them. Mabel was a big help. Everybody looked up to her, so when she made Emily her candidate too, Emily had a chance. When the secret ballots were counted, Emily won by a single vote, there being exactly one more girl than boy in the sixth grade. To Tommy's credit, he was the first to congratulate the winner.
Nice going, pal. You won fair and square.
Shirley was thrilled. Emily came to school the next day with her hair in curls. A week later, in the midst of rehearsing carols for the pageant, the principal came to make an announcement. Boys and girls, I have wonderful news. This year, for our Christmas assembly, we invited a special guest, and today he has agreed to come. Soon we'll all have the privilege of hearing him. And Emily Levy, as your elected representative, will have the honor of presenting him with the key to PS8. I'll not keep you in suspense any longer. Our guest is Mr. Jackie Robinson. The cries of joy must have reached all the way to heaven, for just at that moment the first snow fell, swirling merrily outside the windows like confetti. When the shouting had ended and the lesson resumed, Shirley found herself thinking how silly Emily looked in curls, rather like that batch of old springs Father kept in the basement. And each time her friend tried to get her attention, Shirley pretended to be solving the denominator. Then Emily passed her a note, which she pocketed without reading. "Any questions?" Mrs. Rappaport asked. Emily raised her hand. "Yes?"
"I don't have a question about fractions, but may I ask you something else?"
"Of course." Shirley wondered if Emily was going to do some showing off of her own.
"I'm grateful that my classmates have elected me their representative, but I think they would have chosen someone else if they had known that Jackie Robinson was going to be at the assembly. I don't know a thing about baseball, and Shirley knows everything there is to know about Jackie Robinson, so if it's all right with the class, I think she should be the one to make the presentation, not me."
Everyone clapped, but Shirley had never felt so ashamed. She was unworthy of Emily's friendship. She did not deserve the goodwill of her class. Unable to speak, she hid her face in her hands. The next thing she knew, Mabel was up and chanting.
"Hey, hey, you're just great. Emily Levy sure does rate. Hey, hey, you're the rage. Shirley's gonna be on stage."